As you know, when we brought this report into the public domain first in February, they got a copy of it last week. It gave great concern to the dismantling of obstetric-led maternity services throughout our region, including your own Letterkenny and Sligo, where I am myself, among other places. It's since emerged now in recent days following the motion which we had down in Leinster House during the week, where the Minister was saying all was rosy, that this report was prepared in breach of national procurement guidelines. And it's alleged, in fact, that the chairman of the North West Hospitals grouping himself, Mr. Noel Daly, has a shareholding in the company that carried it out. So it raises very many questions. I mean, any objective analysis would say this is a serious conflict of interest and inappropriate. That's the first thing. The second thing is, who sanctioned this report? Who sanctioned the money to be paid for it? What were the terms of reference? And is it the case that the hospital grouping in its own right are preparing serious rationalisation in line with keeping in tune with their budgets?
And you want these concerns addressed immediately by way of a statement or public comment from those involved?
Certainly, I think the public are entitled to that. I mean, when we see earlier in the week where the acute hospitals of the nation are $63 million over budget after the first 3 months of the year, I mean, if money has been thrown around willy-nilly to line the pockets of companies owned by personnel working within the service, then that's fundamentally wrong, particularly if it's not in the best interest of the patient, and especially if it's not with the authority of the government of the day. So, as has been the case with so many issues within our health service, it seems Minister Riley's head in the sand, while people operating as independent republics are going off preparing reports that they themselves have designed, and lining the pockets of themselves along the way.